I was saying that we've lost touch with our natural instinctive being. The question is, how come? I said that we were taught to hold on to our pain. Nobody, thank God, taught the animals to do that. Nobody taught them to suffer, to think back and emotionalize over past hurts. That's suffering. The natural creatures don't hold on to their pain. They are instinctive. They feel physical pain just as we do, but when it's over, they instinctively let go of it. The difference between them and you is that you can reflect on the past. You can mentally dwell in the past, in the pain of your emotions. The animals can't. You have self-consciousness, past consciousness. They don't. They depend on pure experience now. No past, no pain in between. A dog can be made savage or cowering by ill treatment. But the animal doesn't dwell on the pain mentally, doesn't think about the past event or the person who caused it. The dog acts from pure experience. If it hears a voice similar to the voice of the person who caused the pain, it may turn to snarl or cower. But this happens in the moment, and as soon as the moment passes, the dog returns to its natural state. So animals have no past, have no mental awareness of the past. And nor do you, once you detach from the personality. But as you are now, you recall, remember, and wallow in the past, in your emotions. You actually relive the pain when there is absolutely no reason for it. You might be alone in the comfort of your bed, and yet be in the distress of your emotions. You keep pain alive in this way. By holding on to the emotional pain of the past, and indulging in it as a sort of perverse excitement or safe entertainment, you attach yourself to the habit. The attachment to nicotine or heroin is no different. If you continue to indulge in the emotional drug of pain, by thinking or talking about it, holding on to it, you'll become addicted. And that's precisely what's happened. Leave you alone, leave you silent in a chair with your eyes closed for 3 minutes, and you'll be thinking about the past. In no time, your thought will turn to some problem or emotional pain in your life or memory. Try it now, this minute. Push the stop button on the cassette player and be silent for a few minutes. Then come back and we'll continue. I was talking about the pain of the past that you won't let go of. You might say, I'm not aware of holding on to any pain. In fact, I'm quite free and easy. Yes, that's the conscious frontal part of your mind speaking. You're speaking for now, the present. But this pain, this ground of the personality, is in the past, in your subconscious, underneath what spoke. I say that emotional pain is stored in the abdomen. What does it mean? And the little spiritual flame in the abdomen. What's that? No doctor has ever found this fundamental pain or any sign of the flame. The belly or abdomen, of course, are what you see with your senses, your frontal awareness. I mention it only to mark the spot, as it were. But really, the pain that causes your depressions, moods, anger and the like, is in your subconscious. It's hidden completely from sight. But it's not hidden from your experience, is it? When you once heard that a lover had betrayed you, that someone you love had died, or a precious possession was stolen, where did you feel it? You didn't feel it where the doctor could find it. You felt it in your subconscious, in the deep, hidden emotional part of you. Now here's the point. There are two places in your subconscious. One is where the psychic ball of pain is lodged, and out of which arises your dishonest and fearing personality. The other is where the spiritual flame is. And on top of both is your frontal awareness, your conscious mind, which you're using now to listen to my voice. Everybody loves being in touch with the flame. When they are, they register a feeling or knowledge of joy, easiness, lightness, optimism, sweetness, or love. And the conscious mind reflects this through the body as a smiling face, a sprightly step, a harmony or melody in voice and actions. Other people are pleased to be with such a body, and the man or woman themselves is contented or fulfilled. But when the frontal mind is connected with the ball of pain, the ground of emotional past, the reaction in mind and body is just the reverse.